It's 8:45, live from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And with me today, Rachel Carver, Public Relations Facilitator for Outlook Nebraska. And with vision loss affecting more and more people each and every year, the Vision Resource Fair, sponsored by Outlook Nebraska, becomes all that more important. It's April 6th and 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Baxter Arena. Rachel, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, as always.
You betcha. And just real quick before we talk about the fair, can you tell us what Outlook Nebraska does, the services it provides for our citizens here?
Yeah, so we provide employment and other programs for people with vision loss. So anything from learning how to use your smartphone or computer to programs for recreation and the arts, a variety of things just to try to make life better for people with vision loss.
So if somebody has a relative who might be experiencing some vision loss to an extreme level, outlookne.org might be a great place to start looking for resources, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we have all kinds of information there for you.
Outstanding. Well, let's talk about the Vision Resource Fair. It's at the Baxter Arena, as I mentioned, April 6th and 7th, all day long from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And first, a piece of business about it. It is free if you're coming to the Vision Resource Fair, but it'd be wise to download a ticket. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, outlookne.org, it's right there on the homepage. There's information about the fair. It has everything that you just mentioned, as well as a ticket that you can download.
Great. Now, what can people expect when they attend the fair?
So there will be a variety of resources there, anything from learning about transportation, eye conditions, employment. There will be over 24 organizations all specializing in some sort of service for people with vision loss.
Okay. And how long has this been going on?
This will be our fourth year doing this fair.
Have you seen the attendance grow each and every year?
Yeah, I think it's been a great resource for people. And we do have some people that return because there is always something new to learn. I've been blind all my life, and I still learn things all the time. So especially when it comes to the technology that's used, you know, as we all know, technology changes a lot. So being able to keep up on things, I think, is very helpful.
Sure. If you wouldn't mind sharing, what are some of the technological things that you have encountered that you went, oh, now that's helpful. That's pretty nice.
One great thing about working at Outlook Nebraska is I'm always learning about technology from our trainers. There's a couple great apps. One is called Seeing AI for the iPhone, and it has 9 different modes in it. And so anywhere from being able to read a document to knowing what cash you have in your wallet. It's a great thing, and it's a free download from the App Store. It's just getting to know, knowing that it's out there is sometimes a challenge.
Sure. Oh, very good. Are there, and maybe Outlook Nebraska is one of them, but are there central repositories of this kind of information where sight impaired folks can get regular updates on this kind of thing?
Sometimes. I mean, there's always, there are different companies like Freedom Scientific who are making this technology. Freedom Scientific makes the screen reading software and magnification software for computers. The challenge is if you're brand new to this, you're not going to know where to look. And so that's where having something like the Vision Resource Fair, especially for concerned loved ones of someone who's going through vision loss, if nothing else, gets a place to get some questions answered and have a starting point. Because once you get tuned into some of these resources, then yes, you can keep up with them. But it can be challenging to find out where those resources are at.
Sure. Have you found that sometimes it's as somebody is experiencing vision loss, it's hard for them to find the point at which they need some help because the vision loss is gradual to some extent? And where do you cross the line between needing some kind of help?
You know, I think that is so different for everyone. For some people, it might be, you know, I'm sitting in my office and I can't read my screen anymore, or I'm at the point where I'm going to lose my job because I can't do it anymore without any help. And it's different for everyone. And sometimes we'll hear, you know, I can see fine, I just can't read. We hear that a lot.
Sure.
And so sometimes it is up to the family members to kind of give you a gentle push, if you will, and say, you know, I think we need to look into some other options to help you along a little bit.
Sure. It's the Vision Resource Fair, and you can go to outlookne.org, download your free ticket. It's at Baxter Arena, April 6th and 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. She's Rachel Carver, Public Relations Facilitator at Outlook Nebraska. Thank you so much for joining me, Rachel. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
We join Morning Edition in progress.